Good morning and welcome to Grace Break. This is Tracy Worley, your host, and as always, I am excited you are with us this morning. And if you're listening to the podcast, welcome. Today, we are talking about values. What are values? They're what we personally believe that's important to us. And I talk about values all the time. It's one of my strengths. It's one of those things that I have tripped over all of my life, and that is, what do I value? And most of us work for someone else, or we're working for ourselves, but have not really identified the values. Yes, we know what our unique selling proposition is. We have a mission statement. We know who our tribe and who our clients are. But do you know what you truly value, and are you protecting it? And what I mean by that is, who are you at a heart and core level? We're all different. And this is not where we find our strengths. This is not who we are with our walk with God. This is our individual values. And even as we're raising kids, their values are different from ours. Now, I'm going to give you the givens, you know, family, faith, community, whatever that is. But I'm talking about a personal level of what you value. And regardless, if I'm talking to eighth graders, college students, or CEOs, everyone doesn't even know how to really start. What do I value? Well, right now, we're going to just take a deep dive and talk about it. We're probably going to extend this values discussion into next week as well. So right now, I'm going to give you a minute. Grab a notebook. Grab something to write with. Grab your laptop, whatever you need to take notes, okay? We're going to take you through values. This is a topic and subject I teach on all the time. This is something that I take each one of my clients through. This is a topic that I take groups through. This is a topic that I take audiences through. And that is what you value. Because once we understand what that is, we are better able to communicate our boundaries, to be able to say that no. And what's interesting to me is when I start talking about no with clients, a lot of them have gotten to where they are because they are able to set those boundaries. But more often than not, there's no boundary set in what they truly value. Most of them want more time with their family. Most of them want more time to run or exercise or go golfing or volunteer for their son's soccer league. Little league, whatever it is, there's still that ideal that if I am working 60 hours a week, I'm providing everything that I value. So we're going to dig deep. So hopefully you have grabbed your notebook, your laptop, your iPad, whatever it is that you're doing. And I want you to write down, what do I value? And this is going to be an opportunity to accept, reject, adopt, adapt, and delete things that we are doing in our daily lives that no longer fit, because now we're aware. And at all times when we become aware of something, it's the opportunity to change it. Okay? The opportunity to change it up. And this is one of my favorite exercises. So regardless of where you are in your life, how old you are, socioeconomics, I mean, this has no barriers, no boundaries, no nothing, because as individuals, God has made every single one of us unique. We all have different patterns. We all have different prayer life. We have different ways that we see things. And the biggest thing that we have is our wins and our losses. Okay? We can raise children in the same environment, but they're always going to experience different wins and losses, different yeses and nevers. And I want to touch on the never, N-E-V-E-R, never. The world does not communicate or see things the same way we do because our nevers are always different. Even if we are denied at the same time with your sibling standing in the kitchen asking for a lollipop and we're told, no, you cannot have a lollipop because you'll ruin your dinner. Both siblings are not going to process that never the same because our experiences aren't the same. Our world of view is different. Our experiences are different. We come into the room with different attitudes, and we're going to talk about attitude as well because that's another big, huge thing about values. What do I value as a unique individual walking with God? And I'm going to share with you a few of my nevers, and this is just top of my mind today. I got up in the middle of the night last night and just started downloading. I have a keynote that I'm speaking Wednesday, and I have it all lined out. It's one of my signature keynotes, and I know what this audience needs. I asked the leads of this group, where are you going? Where do you want to be? And so I tweaked it, and it has a lot to do with the vulnerability and sharing those stories. And what are your nevers? Are you sharing that with people around you? Because I can tell you in certain circumstances, because of nevers in my life, I am going to see opportunities differently. And that's where my value sets are. And as I started figuring out who I am and how I value people, places, and things in life, how I value my walk with God, which changes on a daily basis, right? When we're in the Word, we're connected. When we go several days without the Word, we get disconnected. Wherever you are in that walk, I'm just sharing where I am personally in what I do. So when we talk about nevers, quickly, this is a short version of the story, but in sixth grade, I knew what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a soccer star. I have no idea or remember how we ended up with a soccer ball in the house. I think my brother may have already been playing, but we had a soccer ball. And it never in my mind, and never did my parents come and say, hey, you are playing soccer. It was my choice, my decision, and I was going to be a soccer star. I was the kid that came home from school and for several hours kicked the ball up against the garage. I was throwing the ball into the air, headbutting it, because I knew what I wanted. So my values changed. I valued the time after school to practice. I valued what I learned during practice. I didn't value at the time, but as I'm fast-forwarding to junior high, 7th and 8th grade, at the time I did not value I had to ride my bicycle several miles to practice, and then after practice, totally tired and having to ride my bicycle back. But that's a whole nother story. 6th grade, I knew what I wanted to do and be, and that changed my value set. And I'm going to jump forward to 8th grade. We're ending our season. 13, years old, ending our season. I am elated and I'm excited, and I'm one of those people that do not generally share my excitement out loud because I am celebrating everybody else. That's a strength of mine and an Achilles heel because most people have no idea what's going on with me. But in this particular instance, I was celebrating that next year is ninth grade. Next year is varsity soccer. Varsity. I didn't even know about junior varsity because that wasn't in my purview. Because since sixth grade, what did I know that I wanted to do and be? A soccer star. That meant varsity. And as I'm sharing the exuberance, my soccer coach looked at me and said, Sanford, that's my maiden name, by the way, Sanford, you will never make varsity. Now, want to not to bore you with the details, but he was telling me I would never make varsity my high school career. So it wasn't just a caveat of, you know what, don't get your hopes up for ninth grade, you're a freshman. It was, you will never make varsity your high school career. Now, for most 13-year-olds, what is that going to do to your ego, to your confidence, to your self-image, to your self-esteem? And this is where we're talking about value and nevers. You see it, breathe it, you want to do it, you want to be it. This is what I valued. This coach had absolutely no idea, and the ladies that are with me live or listening to the podcast, you're going to understand this because it's all about the accessories, right? That coach didn't know I had already visualized the win. I was already in my mind's eye wearing that Letterman jacket with the letter on the jacket. Okay, so imagine wearing a Letterman's jacket. I want you to imagine it now. Whether you have one, whether you've seen one, just imagine wearing a Letterman's jacket with the letter on the side. And it has all the championship pins on it, and it has the ribbons, okay? There's a lot of bling going on here. So now you're following me into the idea of never and values, okay? What is the idea of someone, an adult, a coach, telling a young player you will never? Give me the tools to succeed. But this coach didn't have any idea that I had already visioned the win. I was already there. His comment was a blip in my radar of success. Okay? Because what he said did not define me. Because I already knew what I valued. And that was to be a winner, and that was to be a soccer star, and I was putting in the practice. So we fast forward now to high school, and I always know when I talk about the story with our youth, whether I'm in a junior high or high school, I always ask, how many of you think I made it to varsity? And if very little hands go up, I know that this is a culture of low self-esteem. But if there's a lot of hands that go up that, yeah, she made it, this is a culture of high self-esteem. And people, whether it's teachers, their parents, the community, they're pouring into these kids. So what is it you value? And yes, I made varsity all 4 years. That Letterman jacket was full of bling. And that's what it's all about, ladies. It's all about the accessories, for me, anyway. sort of talk about values. You've had your notepad out. Where is it in your life that perhaps some nevers are holding you back? What is it in your life that perhaps nevers you're holding someone else back? Because you don't want them to get hurt. You don't want to see them fail. Where is it that you may be holding other people back? And that's the key. What we value is completely different than what someone else values. And I don't know the premise of the soccer coach in his never mindset. However, as an adult, and I think about how powerful that time of my life was, and I'm aware of it, there's nothing in my life now that when I'm aware should be a never. Okay, and we talk about eating the frog. There are certain things in my business that is, it's on my first thing to do in the morning because it's the very last thing I even want to do, right? It's eat the, and I think it was Stephen Covey who did this, and if you do know who talked about this originally or where it came from, but talked about whatever is in your daily agenda that you least want to do, do that first. And it's called eating the frog, okay? What do you value? So right now, what in your life, because this is the first question that I receive when we are tagging down values, number one, there's no right or wrong answer. This is all about you, not about me, not about your neighbor, not about your spouse, not about your kids, not about the boards that you volunteer on. This is about you. What do you value? So the best way to start, because this is where we can adapt, adopt, delete, change, put a little synergy into what we're doing now. The first way to start is what you are valuing today, okay, is where do you spend the most time and resources? And I don't, you know, you don't have to do it right now, but the first step is where am I spending most of my time? And this is you dig deep, okay? No one else is going to see this. No one else is going to garner any judgment. Be honest with yourself of where you are spending your time and where you're spending your money. Okay? Are you spending 5 hours a day watching television? Are you spending 5 hours a day volunteering at the food bank, at the cancer society, at school? Where are you spending your time? And go back a month and then look forward a month. Where are you going to be spending your time? Where have you spent your time? And then the second part of time is I want you to write down, who am I and where do I want to be? And when I say that, this is the premise of we have so many responsibilities. And I know all of you who are listening, you're nodding your head, and you might have just had a little bit of a panic attack. It's like, why am I listening to this because I should be doing something else? Just take a deep breath. It's okay. It's okay to take time out for you. Because if you're not taking time out for you, you're really not giving the best of yourself to everyone else. And I'm talking about your family, your coworkers, your clients, your community. Where are you volunteering? If you're not taking care of yourself first, you're not giving the best of you. And this is what we talk about, values. So the first part of time is where am I spending it? Where am I planned to spend it? And the second part is who am I and what do I want to be? who do I want to be doing it with, and when. So if you want to spend 2 hours in the gym a day and you can't do that because you're spending time somewhere else, write that down. If you want to create a new book club, write that down. You want to volunteer for the PTA, but you can't because you're working 60 hours a week at corporate, write that down. This is your dream. And as we grow older in Western society, it just cracks me up how we get sucked into the way that we should be. And what's happening when we are following suit of everybody else, we're falling into average. And average is not where you are valued. Average is not where you value yourself. And when we're not valuing ourselves, taking care of ourselves, we're falling down. We're lost. We're confused. There's no clarity. There's no focus. This is your dream. In Western society, we grow up and we're kind of told, don't dream. This is how it should be. This is what you're supposed to be doing. And if you are honest with yourself and you look at people in your life that seem to have it all, they have time to go out on the boat on a Wednesday afternoon. They are not working 10 hours on Saturday. They might be checking in, but they're not working 10 hours on Saturday. They're not prepping 5 hours on Sunday evening before Monday starts because they know what they value and they're setting those boundaries. And this is where we're going. Okay? This is the journey I'm taking you on. You just have to do a little bit of work, do a little bit of digging, and do that thing that we're told that we really shouldn't be doing because we're no longer five. Dreaming and visualizing the when. Dreaming and visualizing of where you want to be and where you want to go is what successful people do. It's in their daily agenda to create dreams and visualize wins in their mind's eye, and then they navigate it to their team, to their family, of where we're going, why we're going there. What and where, who do you want to be spending your time with? And there's no right or wrong answer. This is for you, okay? You only. Where do I want to be spending my time? And get a calendar out. If this helps you and you have to see it and this whole dreaming thing isn't quite working for you yet, that's fine. Get a calendar out. Get a brand new calendar. Print one off of your Gmail calendar. If you have Outlook, whatever it is, print a blank one off. What does a great day look like to you? With or without work, what does that look like? Even in your work day, are you 8 hours a day in meetings and following up phone calls? That's not productive. Create that day of doing what you do best. Okay? Dream it. Visualize it. And then the next step is, where are you spending your money? Okay? Are you investing it? Are you paycheck to paycheck, although some of it's going into savings, wherever it's going, where are you spending your money? Where's it going? Who are you with? And then go back to your daily, who do you want to be? Where are you going? What are you visualizing? Do those match? Because I guarantee you, the character and values of people, if when you know where they're spending their time and their money, usually they don't match. And where we want to value and where we want to give back to our community is not matching to where we're spending are monetary resources. Okay, so write it down. And then think about, where do I want to be spending my money? Where do I want to be saving? Is there a 401k plan that we're investing in and that's not really doing anything, but it's employer and they're matching funds? That's great. But think about taking some extra money and investing it somewhere else. Think about paying off a car. One of the biggest freedoms that we have in our household is we don't have car payments. And it's not necessarily the most economical in gas and cars. However, we don't have a car payment. So that money is reinvested into some other areas. Where do you want to be spending your monetary value? Where does that go? And I'm going to share with you really quickly a value that I just recreated, and that is volunteer time. So when you're looking at your time, you're going to do a third. So we have time, monetary value, and then volunteer. Because I know most of you are tithing time to something. School, to the PTA, to church, to Little League. Where are you tithing that time? So I've recreated my value sets because I was volunteering time in certain areas that did not mean that much to me. So now I'm volunteering my time as a high school A and AA soccer referee, which is something I value, and it's something I understand in where I can make the most impact. So think about where you're tithing your time as well. Okay, where am I tithing that time? Where is it going? Is it something I truly believe in, or am I doing it because I feel like I have to? I'll be judged. Where is that going? And the best part about what I found out about refereeing is that we get paid. Now, it's a minimal stipend, but I thought, how awesome is that? So those stipends are going to go back into our Hero to One fund to pay for athletic equipment for kids in our community that may not be able to afford to buy new cleats or soccer balls or football gear, I mean, whatever it is. So we're setting up scholarship funds for that. But it was just that other caveat. It's like I went into this with the intentionality of volunteering time. I receive a stipend. That's awesome. We're going to put that back into Hero to One because that's a value I have for kids to be able to afford equipment that they may not be able to afford otherwise. So three things. You have homework items. Number one, where are you spending your time? Number two, where are you spending your monetary resources? And number three, where are you tithing your time? And where do you want to be tithing your time? Because there's a dollar value on that time as well. Okay, so all of that volunteer time that you're doing now that doesn't fall into your value set is huge. Work on those three things this week. Next week, we're going to have worksheets that are going to be uploaded where you can download them for the value sets. So we are seriously going to dive deeper into values. And when we start going through this exercise, you can take your family through this and create a value set, and we call it top four. Top four is my core. Who am I? Where do I want to be? And what is that visualization? Because no longer are you aware, you are now aware that you're no longer going to be an average, no longer going to be sucked into doing what everybody else has you to do. I remind you also, Grace Break Retreat is coming up in October September 5th is the deadline to get into the Bet on Me price for Grace Break Retreat. And I'll tell you, this is going to be one of the best things that you can do for you, your family, your business, and your life. I guarantee it. We even have a money-back guarantee. I want to see you there. I want to pour value, love, and grace into you. Values gives us boundaries to be authentic to ourselves and protect our gifts. GraceBreak.com/retreat. Look up and out, my friends. This is Tracy Worley.